News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand, a guest.
I have today with me one of our partner agencies. I like to periodically bring a partner with us to talk a little bit about how they're working to create impact in the community and what they have going on. Because, you know, United Way is not about doing it alone. We have to work together, and we work on community level issues, investing in local nonprofit organizations, providing programmatic funding through our community impact grants that allows them to create impact. And it's working together that we're able to really achieve a larger impact than just doing it by ourselves. So with me today, I have Carl Orozco. He's the Director of Resource Development with Habitat for Humanity here in College State, Bryan College Station.
Carl, first of all, welcome.
Yeah, Bill, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it. Allison
and,
as well.
Yeah, it almost seems like there's not a weekend that doesn't go by that you're moving in a family or families moving into a home.
It sure seems like that. It's a little bit longer, a little bit shorter time span than that, but it sure seems like that sometimes, especially during the holidays. It's always great and enjoyable to get families into their brand new home for the holidays. That's always a really good feeling.
For those who are not familiar, the concept of Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity is designed to puts God's love into action, basically. And the way we do that is by helping low-income families here in Bryan College Station to be able to purchase a home that they normally wouldn't be able to be going the conventional way. Their qualifications that they have to meet, stringent vetting process that we put them through in order to qualify for a home. And the main thing I'd like to let people know is that a lot of times people get the misconception about Habitat is that, oh, you're the group that gives away free homes. They are not free homes. These low-income families have mortgages. They do pay it back. It is an interest-free loan. But it is a loan, and it is a 20-year mortgage that they do, in fact, have to pay back.
And they literally participate in the process of building it.
Right. Part of their joint effort with the Habitat, being part of Habitat, the system, is that they have to put in sweat equity. That's a real popular term that a lot of people will know. And you're right. They have to kind of pay it forward. They have to put in 500 sweat equity hours before they can get their home, before they can move into their home. And 300 of that hours has to be done on someone else's home. So they kind of have to pay it forward. And then they can work on their home type of thing. But that does a couple of things. It obviously helps them develop their hours, but it also gets them to know their neighbor. We've been doing a lot with neighborhood. Angels Gate is one that we're working in right now. And so a lot of times, quite frankly, I jokingly tell people, they probably know their neighbor better than I know mine, because they're actually helping them build their own house type thing. So it's a pretty interesting process.
How many homes completed this year?
We're right at 265 is what we're at for this year. Not all in one this year. Don't get me wrong. We're on pace to do about 16 this year.
But 265?
265 is the last home that we've built there. So 266, hopefully, we're going to be doing. We just raised the walls on it this past Saturday. And that'll be the last wall raising for this year, for 2015, but we're obviously building more in 16.
Any projection about how many for next year?
For 16, we're going to be looking at you know how the board members are. They always try to up it up a little bit more, which is fine. It's all where there's plenty of people to help out there. We're probably going to shoot to do 18 in 2016 if we can.
Visiting Carl Orozco, Habitat for Humanity, United Way, just one of the organizations that are involved, just one of the many individuals as far as volunteers go. Y'all just kind of run the gamut of being able to get support.
Yeah, we are very, very thankful for United Way and partnering with United Way. Allison and her group down there, Lindsay, as well. They do a great job of supporting us and helping us with any questions, information. You know, we have ideas about what we think might work, and they certainly are a great resource that we depend on quite a bit, as well as with funding and things of that nature. So we're very appreciative for what Allison and her group does with United Way. But you're right. This is a very, very, not only a giving community, but volunteer strong. We never have a shortage of volunteers. Church groups, obviously A&M, student groups, faculty. We're trying to get more involved with faculty at A&M as well as Blinn. But also men's groups, service groups, you name it. We definitely have a large gamut to choose from.
And how does one go about volunteering?
They simply need to call us at 823-7200. You're going to ask for Madeline Zwicky. Madeline actually is going to be leaving, but you will be able to get her extension and leave your name and address. We can contact you. Or simply go to our website, which is habitatbcs.org. Click on the button, and you can get all the information you need there.
Anything else do we need to promote while I've got you here?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about our end of the year appeal, things that we do. Obviously, with the holidays, is always a great time to think about giving back. And we're hoping that everyone who thinks about giving to Habitat will consider us again once again this year. We also want to say thank you to Fred and Sue Ellen Davis with Davis & Davis Law Firm. They are a great and avid supporter of Habitat, and they are matching every gift we receive in the month of December up until the end of the year, up to $10,000. So if you give $100, it turns into $200. If you give $200, it turns into $400, et cetera. But Fred and Sue Ellen Davis with Davis & Davis Law Firm, we want to give them a big thank you.
Very good. And Allison, as the year comes to an end, it is not the end of the year as far as the community campaign goes.
Not at all. And something I do want to touch on just real quick that Carl talked about is that, you know, while United Way provides programmatic grants to these organizations, it doesn't provide all of their funding. So they do also still have to do their own fundraising efforts. And so we do want to support each other. You know, I always say, give where you're passionate. And if you're passionate specifically about Habitat, it's okay to give to Habitat directly. If you're passionate about community level issues, that's where United Way comes in. And that's where working on multiple entities of efforts is what we focus on. So it is not too late to give to our campaign or to be involved, to be a company that hosts a workplace campaign or makes a corporate gift, or individuals that want to make a gift. You can always learn more by going to our website at uwbv.org. Check us out on Facebook or give our office a call.
And that's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince on hand again. Thanks to Carl Roscoe with Habitat for Humanity as well on News Talk 1620 WTAW.